אוקיי, צהריים טובים רבותיי. Today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, כ"ה בכסלו, חנוכה שמח. So in honor of Hanukkah, I want to tell you, you know, there's always the Mefarshim try to explain the connection between Hanukkah and the Parashiyot of Yosef and his brothers. Shabbat Hanukkah always falls out during these parashiyot of Vayeshev and Michitz, and there's obviously got to be some sort of connection between them, which we will try to explain momentarily. So, first of all, we find the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Kaf Aleph. The Gemara explains my Chanukah. The Gemara wants to know what's the story of Chanukah, and Rashi explains an ez nes kevauha. Not just what happened on Chanukah, but what was the nes that caused the Chachamim to establish the mitzvot of Chanukah, the hadlakat nerot and the halil. So says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, כשנכנסו יוונים אל ההיכל, טימאו כל השמנים שבהיכל, וכשגברה מלכות בית חשמונאי וניצחום, בדקו ולא מצאו אלא פח אחד של שמן, שמונח בחותמו של כהן גדול וכו'. Which means the Gemara says that when the Yevanim oppressed Am Yisrael and the Hashmonaim were victorious, they didn't have any oil to light. And everybody knows they found one singular jug of oil, and that was the end of that. Now, what's kind of ironic is that the victory of the Hashmonaim over the Yevanim, the Gemara just speaks about backhandedly. Uchshenitzechum, yeah, when the Hashmonaim were victorious against the Yevanim, and then they found this thing. Okay, which means, it sounds like, the Gemara sweeping this nis of the military victory under the rug, and then they found this jug of oil, and it lasted for 8 days, and that's how we have Chanukah. Which means, if you look at the Gemara, the reason Chanukah was established was because of the nis of the Pach HaShemen. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichet Tzadik Levracha, in Sichot Musar, asks a very powerful question, and he says, I don't understand. Let's put things in perspective right here. This was probably one of the, if not the greatest military victory in the history of Am Yisrael. There were zero odds that they'd be able to win, and it was an existential threat, even meaning, although the Greeks didn't necessarily want to kill the Jews, but when the Jews rose up against them, then they wanted to wipe out all of Am Yisrael. And that would have been the end of us. Besides for the Hellenists, the Mityavnim, who were assimilated with the Greeks anyway, they were already all spiritually dead because they assimilated, and, you know, the next generation, they married Greeks and whatever. And, you know, the next generation, their kids weren't Jewish anymore. So that would have been mamash, the end of us. And instead of harping on that and how big the nis was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say in the tefillah, it's funny, because in the Gemara harps on the nis of the Pach HaShemen. And in the Tefillah, when we say Al HaNisim, in the Tefillah it says, Masarta Giborim Ved Chalashim, Verabim Yad Ma'atim, it speaks a lot about the military victory, and the nis of the Pach HaShemen is kind of backhanded. V'igliku nerot b'chatzrot kodshecha. That's all it says about the Pach HaShemen in the Tefillah. Which is interesting, why the Gemara focuses on one, and the tefillah focuses on the other. So let's put things in perspective. They're alive. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. Would it have been the biggest tragedy if they didn't find the you know, pure jug of oil, and they would have lit with shemen tameh, or not lit the menorah at all? They're alive. You know what I'm saying? So they defeated their enemies, and they were able to regain control of the Beit HaMikdash and the Malchut and all that stuff. So Why are Chazal harping on this nis? Perspective. We also find that in last week's parasha, Rashi HaKadosh says a very interesting detail about the way things went down. There were many events that happened very quickly. Yosef came down to check on his brothers. They threw him in a pit, took him out of a pit, wanted to kill him, didn't kill him, took him out, sold him, got sold down to Mitzrayim a bunch of times, Rashi says. Right, Yishma'ilim, Medanim, Sukharim, until he got to Potifar, and he got sold down to Mitzrayim, and that was the end of that. Interesting is a comment that the Torah makes when it describes how he made it down to Mitzrayim. Tzora says, "V'hine orechat Yishma'elim ba'am migilad ugmalehem noseim nechot utzri valot olchim leorid Mitzrayim." Which means there was a caravan of Arabs coming, and they're on their way down to Mitzrayim, and they were carrying all sorts of, you know, balsam and other fragrant items. And Hoshea Kadosh points out the obvious: why in the world do we care what they were carrying? Who cares? Says Rashi, there's something special going on here, right? What was the chidush? In general, Arab businessmen, at least back then, what did they trade in, even like today? Gas and oil, that's what they always carried, and those things smell very bad. Listen to the language of the Midrash that Rashi HaKadosh quotes. V'alo en darkam shel arvim liyot to'anim ela orot ve'itiran, right? They carry hides and, you know, oil. Ela bo'ur e mazimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'oto tzadik ve'oto sha'a. Sakim mela'im besamim sharuach menashevet bahem mipnei rechan shel arvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef to have a pleasant trip down to Mitzrayim. Meaning, although his life is over, make sure this last trip before your life is over is at least pleasant. Stop. And that's why the Torah said a chidush, that Hashem made an es, that this time they weren't carrying what they usually did, but they were carrying, you know, fragrant things, so it should at least be pleasant smelling on the way down to Mitzrayim. Okay, can I ask you a question? Put yourself in Yosef's shoes. Yeah? Your brothers hate you. They wanted to kill you. They did the next best thing instead of killing you, which was selling you down to Mitzrayim. You'll probably never see them again. There's almost zero chance that you're going to keep Torah and Mitzvot in Mitzrayim because it's Arvata Aretz Mamash, and you're never going to see your family again, and everybody you know hates you, and they're selling you as a slave, and you're going to have to work as a slave for the rest of your life. Right? Sound fun? How much do you care about the ride? You have a question? Your life is over, for all intents and purposes. Why is the ride relevant? Who cares? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And he says a very, very deep yesod that is actually echoed by the Pnei Yoshua in Shabbat of Kaf Aleph. Everybody knows the famous question. The Reshiva had mentioned it in passing in his Sicha on Monday, which is, we have a concept in the Gemara that Tum'ah Hutra B'Tzibur, correct? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to make a nis for the Maccabim that the oil lasted for 8 days? Hare, even if it didn't, they'd be able to light in a situation where everybody's Tameh, they're all Tameh Emet because of, you know, the war and coming into contact with corpses and Goyim and whatever. So, since everybody was Tameh, the halakha is that the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash is meant to be carried out, even betum'ah, tum'ah hutra betzibur. When a yachid is tameh, then he's supposed to be removed, and the avodah should be done betahora. But when everybody's tameh, or a majority of the tzibur is tameh, the avodah can carry on even betum'ah. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu even make a nis? And really, these two questions that we're discussing, they both share a common answer. And I want to explain. You know, Yosef was in the darkest hour of his life. He was 17 years old, his whole life ahead of him, and in one split second, he realized that the way that he acted to his brothers was not so nice. The relationship that he had with his father caused his brothers to be extremely jealous, to the extent that they hated him, to the extent that they thought he was a rodef and they wanted to kill him. And all of these thoughts come crashing down. And when he's in this darkest moment of his life, he realizes something is off, which is something's unusual here. Arabs don't usually carry this stuff. All of the businessmen that, you know, traveled through Eretz Canaan, they're always carrying things that smell. Why am I stuck in a situation? What's special about this? And he realizes that from that seemingly insignificant change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is winking at him. Hashem is saying, I'm here. When it's the darkest hour, when you think that everything's hopeless, when there's zero chance for you to get out of what's going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something out of the ordinary to tell you that he's rooting for you from the sidelines. And Yosef chapped that. And he realized in that split second, this is Hashem's way of telling me, I'm still here. Many, many nisim throughout history, if we, you know, make seder from the nisim that occurred to Am Yisrael, collectively as a nation, and individually to certain individuals, many of the nisim were unnecessary, and they were done as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's wink to show us that he's still here, he's watching us, he's testing us, but he's there with us, giving us the strength to overcome whatever it is that he's throwing our way. You know, we find that in the Navi Shmuel, when David HaMelech faced off against Goliath, the Pasuk says, "Vayachet ha-plishti al mitzcho, vatitba'a even b'mitzcho, vayipol al panav arta," which means that when Goliath took the slingshot, and he flung the rock at Goliath, it hit him in his forehead, which was an interesting thing. The Midrash says, and this happened because Goliath was covered from head to toe in body armor, including his head. He had a helmet. And his helmet opened up, b'dirich nis, exactly where the rock was supposed to go, opened, boom, and the rock sunk into his brain, thus killing him. But interestingly, the Pasuk says, and then he fell forward. And Rashi HaKadosh on the spot takes note. He says, that's against the laws of physics. When you get hit in the face by a projectile really hard, you're supposed to fall backwards. What's he doing falling forwards? Says Rashi, this was a nis. What? Lo haya lo lipol ela achorav. Which means, watch this. Goliath was 6.5 amot tall. Huge. Giant. If he would have fallen backwards, David HaMelech would have to now, besides for his height, and now he's falling backwards, he'd have to walk 12 amot to go, well, even more, 12 and a half amot, 13 amot really, to go walk towards Goliath to cut his head off. Now what did Hashem do? Hashem didn't want David HaMelech to exert himself so much. He wanted to save him a few steps. So what did he do? He made Goliath fall forward so that David would find it easier to do what he needed to do. Relevance, who cares, big picture, this is a huge win for Am Yisrael. Rather, says the Sichot Musar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is winking kavyachol at David HaMelech, and he says, I got you. This wasn't any ordinary victory. Lefi derech hateva, what did Goliath, you remember how he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he laughed at David HaMelech. He says, what am I, a dog that you're coming to me with sticks? How did David HaMelech come to the fight? Came with a slingshot and a stick. David HaMelech answered him, you're coming in the name of your Avodah Zarah. I'm coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need anything else. And with a rock, he was able to defeat one of the greatest warriors in history. You see, that was these nisim that sometimes seem unnecessary or extra are davka, the ones where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is professing his love for us and showing us that I'm here. I'm taking care of you. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh in Parashat Lech Lecha by the Berit Bnei Betarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu about the future that his children would inherit Eretz Yisrael. And he told it to him in a very interesting way. It says, the Pasuk says, Sana einecha ur'e min ha-makom asher atasham tzafona v'negba v'kedma v'yama. Lift up your head and see from where you are, min ha-makom asher atasham. Look north, south, east, and west. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, there was a nis here. That what? He told him, don't turn around. Hashem made a nis that he was able to see the entirety. He was standing on the ground, and Hashem made a nis that even without turning around, he was able to see all of Eretz Yisrael in all directions, all in one shot. without even having to turn around. Can I ask you a question? What would have been the big deal for Avraham Avinu to turn around if he needed to, you know, see all the directions? Once again, Hashem said, it's not just that I'm giving you, promising you Eretz Yisrael. It's that when these special things happen, these extraordinary things, Hashem is showing how much He loves us. You know, there are two kinds of nisim out there. There are nisim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol needs to do it. If He wants Am Yisrael to survive, He needs to do the nis. And then there are, we'll call it luxury nisim. What's the difference between necessities and luxuries? Necessities you need. Luxuries are extra. A luxury nis is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu professes His love to us. You know, when Am Yisrael had to cross Yam Suf, that was, we'll call it a necessity, an existential threat. If they wouldn't have crossed Yam Suf, Paro would have caught up to them and slaughtered them all. So Hashem needed Kavyachon to part Yam Suf. But inside Yam Suf, where the trees were growing and fruits came out and all of the nisim that happened within Yam Suf, those were luxury nisim. Those were the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. See, I'm not just doing it because I have to. I'm doing it because I love you. Back to the Nes of Hanukkah, people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted just to keep us alive, just barely, so that Am Yisrael can continue, all He needed to do was make us victorious. Somehow, by the skin of our teeth, win the war. Which He did, Baruch Hashem, and we won, and we survived, and we were able to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, reconsecrate the Mikdash, and reaffirm our commitment to Torah and Mitzvot. And you know what? In Tefillah, where we need to be modeh, where we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to first and foremost thank Him for the bare necessity-ness that He performed for us and kept us alive. That's why the Chachamim put it in Modim. What do we say in Modim? Al Chayenu, right? For our lives, for all those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You kept us alive. And over there, we discussed the military victory, the Tachlis, kept Am Yisrael in existence. However, when the Gemara says, just that wasn't necessarily the reason why the Chachamim turned it into a Yom Tov, why they established the mitzvot of Hadlakat HaMenorah, of Amirat HaLel, It wasn't because of that. When the Gemara speaks about what Nes it was that caused the Chachamim to establish the holiday of Hanukkah, it was Davka, the one about Pach HaShemen, the luxuriness. This was the same answer that the Pnei Yehoshua says, what about Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? Why couldn't they have lit it B'Tumah? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, they could have. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make an extra specialness, that cherry on top, that showed Am Yisrael, you were just Moser Nefesh. The Maccabim were willing to give up their lives and the lives of their families. Likdushat Shemoit Barach. And if they die, they die. They're ready for that. And Hashem says, you're ready to give everything up just for me? I'm going to make a specialness for you that wasn't even necessary to save Am Yisrael, just to show how much I love you. And that was the Nis of the Pach HaShemen, that it lasted for 8 days. You could have done the Avodah B'Tum'ah, but I don't want you to. I want to give you that special opportunity in a miraculous fashion to be able to perform it B'Kedushah U'V'Tahorah, because that's what you deserve, because I want to show you how much I love you. When a father feeds his child, that's not necessarily a labor of love, right? You feed your child and you give them their basic necessities because that's your responsibility. But when does a child, even though the father does love the child, but when does the child really know that the father loves him? When there's something extra special, a gift, a candy, a treat. Then he says, oh wow, my parents really love me. Even though the parents really loved him, when they fed him dinner and when they, you know, gave him clothes to wear, but the kid doesn't necessarily feel it. They say, well, my parents are my parents. When does a kid really feel it? The extra credits. The things that they didn't need to. When you give the kid a treat, wow, That's something that's really an act of love and affection. The Nis of Chanukah was exactly that. The Nis of the Pach HaShemen was a treat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, when you're Mosir Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything you've got, even when the odds are against you and it doesn't make any sense and logic dictates to do opposite and whatever it is, Hashem says, you're on my team. And when you're on my team, anything is possible. Hashem says, that is the idea behind the Nis of Chanukah, and that's what we celebrate. You ever wonder, why didn't the Chachamim on Chanukah, why didn't they establish some sort of miracle, military parade? Right? Zichir to the Nis of the military victory. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Tanks, planes, you know what I'm saying? Marching, none of that. The two mitzvot that Chanukah revolves around are Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah and Halel. Both completely spiritual things. Even though the Nis of the military victory over there was so huge, and everybody realized that, but Hashem says, you're right, but that's not where you saw my love. That's where you saw me having to keep you, I had to hand you this victory in order to keep you alive. But if you really want to know where the real love and affection comes from, that was the Nis of the Shemin. That was the Nis of the... And that's why everything about, you would think, you know, militarily, Chanukah should be about, you know, staying in shape and working out and whatever, because if you want to be a good soldier, right? But all of the minhagim that we have on Chanukah, everything's about what? Getting fat. Everything. That's what it is. Donuts and smash and... everything is just fat, right? That's what it is. Why? Because the name of the game is Shemin. Chanukah is about Davka that Nis. The military thing was important, and we praise and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. But that's not what we celebrate. The celebration is not Hashem's needing to keep us alive. The celebration is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's showing us how much He loves us. Rabotai, that's a very, very big deal. If you look in your life, you know, there's a stage in everybody's life where you're going through a hard time, everybody in their own way. And then you see something bizarre. This little thing works out. You know, you put the pieces together and something special happens. Even though, you know, you're not out of the woods yet, but you see something. Hashem constantly sends us those Morse, you know what Morse code is? These messages, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us messages all the time. Don't give up, I'm still here. Everybody has them in their life. You know, you're in the middle of whatever the test is, whatever the difficulty or suffering is, Bar Minan. And then, you know, something works out for you. Something special happens. That's Hashem. Recognize it. Acknowledge it. Realize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind us, rooting for us at all times. Those are the most special and celebrated nisim, which is really the mahut of Chag HaChanukah. That's what we're celebrating, Rabotai. It is an honor and pleasure. Hopefully you all have a peaceful and wonderful Shabbat Chanukah. See you back, Bezat Hashem, bright and early Monday morning. It's an off Shabbos. And next week is finals week. Why, ma? More sheer. What? That's right. That's exactly. I hear that. But then the Gemara also tells us in Sumchin on Anis, you're not allowed to rely on miracles happen. You're not supposed to rely on them. So do the best you can. Miracles will happen, but you know, study hard, learn well. Interesting. The more you study, won't necessarily improve your grade. It's just doing your ishtadlut. The more you learn, will improve your grade. Remember that. I'm not telling you not to study. Definitely study. But the learning is key. The kviot is key. Tfilot, sdarim, shiurim. Don't let finals get between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need His help. You remember that's what I said yesterday? Be on His team. The Maccabim picked the side. that was, in retrospect, a good decision. You know? Make good decisions. Make Hashem proud. Huh? Yeah. Some of them did, some of them didn't. You know, the basis, the foundation of the Maccabim were tzaddikim. They're tremendous tzaddikim. Moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom and Chanukah Sameach. Don't forget Berachot HaChanunot.